This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Good afternoon, once again, to Dr. Seuss, Chris, and Sean this afternoon with Reed Family Wellness. Good to see you guys.
Hi, Joy.
Good afternoon.
Good to be here, as always. Wednesday afternoon, our favorite time. We get to educate. Go ahead, Dr. Sean, begin.
We at Reed Family Wellness have a mission that we like to share with the listener. Our goal is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medication and surgery. Too many people are on too many medications, and they're not getting the results they want. We're the most medicated society in the world. We make up 5% of the world's population. We're consuming 75% of the pharmaceuticals, and our society is spending $3.8 trillion a year on healthcare, yet we're ranking 37th in healthcare. What's the problem? That's what we're on here to talk about. We know that drugs aren't the answer. They're a Band-Aid. We don't like Band-Aids.
I always like to emphasize that, again, to just slow down and make people understand that we are the wealthiest country in the world, and our health, and with respect to health, we rank 37th. Now, that just doesn't add up to me.
Something's wrong, and that's why we want to get on, you know, to teach people what they need to do to be healthy. And there are answers if you look in the right places. We want people to realize, when you're taking medications, that is not fixing the problem. That's covering up the problem. And if you want to get to the root cause of the problem, come see us at Reed Family Wellness. We look deeper into your health history. We look at the physical, chemical, and mental, emotional stressors that are keeping your body from being the healthiest that it can be. That's what people need to know. And when you start to get those answers and you start to see the way of what it's going to take to be the healthiest version of yourselves, it starts to make sense, and it starts to empower people. We want to empower people, and you're only going to find power through knowledge.
That's important, isn't it? People thinking, you know what? I can do this.
So many people out there feel completely hopeless and helpless, and they're on that hamster wheel of misfortune and taking a med and still dealing with the same diseases and ailments that they've been dealing with for years, decades.
I've got so many great stories. We have so many great stories we want to get into about clients that we've experienced in this past week. I'm just going to really lead in with one real quickly here. This woman just literally came in this morning, and she is a 87-year-old retired RN. She used to work for an orthopedic doctor. Anyway, make a long story short, she went to her primary care with about 6 weeks here. It says 6 weeks of sciatic pain down her left side. And her MD, her primary doctor, put her on steroids, oral steroids. For 10 days, she made it through 5 days before it caused her a lot of problems, so she quit taking them. She went to the ortho who recommended a cortisone shot, and she didn't want that. Again, this is retired RN who used to work for an orthopedic doctor. And she was referred by a client of mine whose daughter referred her. Anyway, make a long story short, she's in her office today. And she's never been to a chiropractor before. And at 87 years old, she's branching out. And again, she's a registered nurse, 87, and she is branching out and coming. And I said, hey, awesome. We're thrilled to have you here. We're going to help you get better.
And highlight that. 87, first time in. It is never too late. Never too late. And the fact that an 87-year-old is out there still searching for answers, it gave you hope that people still do care and do want to know what they can do to better themselves.
And who came up through the medical route. Yeah. Her whole life, that was her business.
It's funny how many patients, and I think that you can probably attest to this, come into our office and are in the medical system in one fashion or realm or another, whether it's a nurse or, you know, medical doctors or whatever it is, and that they don't want medication. And that's why people come to a natural health practitioner, because they generally don't want medications. But it is fun to see how many people that are in medicine don't want medicine. There is a lot of good things about medicine, and I don't want this to be a knock on it, but it should be a last resort. You should teach your body how to be the healthiest version of itself without medication, because that medication is not the answer. There's a lot of good things, like you said. If you need an emergent care It's great. It's awesome.
And we have the literally, and hats off to them, we have the best emergency ER system in the world. If I was in an ER situation, I'd want to be in America. Other than that, as we said before on this show, when it comes just to day-to-day stuff, again, what's the AMA, the American Medical Association, is stating that 90% of all trips to the MD are related to stress. We've been talking about this for the whole year now, or the 9 months that we've been here. We've been talking about stress, stress, stress. We're hoping that people are beginning to get an understanding that most of our problems begin and originate in our brain, in our head, and how we're not managing our stress properly. And this breaks people down. Two times this week, I've already given the example of, we've all known these and heard these stories about the people that one day they're fine, the next day they have pain, and they go in and they find out they're full of cancer. Now, do you think that cancer came in a 24, 48-hour period? No, that cancer's been building up for 20 to 30 years. Normally, and understand that we all have cancer cells in our bodies, normally our immune system is strong enough to kill them off. But when we're under this chronic stress that we as Americans are experiencing, this is how the body begins to break down. And this is why we take so much time to educate people about how the brain and body work with each other. Again, our brains are designed to produce every drug we would ever need to be healthy. What we do in our office is we reboot the brain, we get the brain balanced so that the brain can ideally operate the way it was designed and begin to heal you. It's a beautiful and magical thing, and we're just tickled pink about it. And again, we've got some great stories. Dr. Shaw, I wanted to share a real quick one with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a patient come in just recently, within last week. And we're always on here talking about how maintenance is the key to real health, is not waiting till you're
what we call wellness care.
Wellness care, absolutely. Where you're not coming in with a problem, you're coming in to prevent problems, preventive wellness style care. I'd seen this guy a ways back. I hadn't seen him for a year, actually. And he came back into the office. He had hurt himself recently. We kind of got to talking. And what he's starting to understand this go-around, because he has had a remarkable turnaround. One adjustment, he's feeling tremendously better. I told him, obviously, he's not quite there yet. But what I'm trying to get him to understand is, this is where I want you. This is why I want you to understand the importance of getting in here before these problems pop up, because we can prevent these from becoming bigger issues. He was telling me, you know, he lives in a community here in town that's for elder. I assume it's for elderly people. Maybe not. Maybe people transitioning into, you know, later life situations. But and he was talking about, you know, you need to come out and teach our group things that they can do day to day, stretches, movements, things they can do to help kind of keep themselves fit and, you know, healthy, feeling well. I said, absolutely. That's what we're all about. That's why we as chiropractors and wellness consultants do things like this radio show, because we want to give people the tools that they need. And when you can impact somebody significantly to the point where they start to have the power back, that's what it's all about.
And you guys see that a lot, don't you?
All the time. Oh, yeah. That is our sole goal. Yeah, we want to help you feel better, but can you understand what you need to do? How you can take the keys and start driving again? That's the key, because once you have that, you're going to have health for a lifetime. If you jump on, jump off, and jump on and jump off, and never really take hold of what you need to do, then you're always going to be searching, and you're never going to get the health that you truly desire. So when people are that impacted and can really take the reins back, that's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do.
If you have a question this afternoon, you can give us a call. How do we get a hold of you at Reed Family Wellness?
You can reach us by 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And you can call us this afternoon, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I ride. Feel good from morning to the end of the day.
Give us a call this afternoon, 753-1240. You can talk with Dr. Chris or Dr. Sean this afternoon. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness.
We're back, and I want to start off with answering a couple questions that were asked to us. One of them begin with postmenopausal symptoms. Apparently, a lot of women are looking for help with symptoms regarding postmenopause. And so I did some research, contacted a colleague of mine who's been in the business for 30 years. I've been in about 25. And with our two heads together, we put together some good information on how to deal with these things. But I'm just going to give a couple products we use for women. One of the big things is estrogen. And the person I deal with, my colleague, she's an RN who's been in the natural business for 30 years. And so she studies this stuff all day long, and she's a female, which is great because she'll have a little bit more insight into this than I would. But one of the big problems with estrogens is whether they are good estrogens or bad estrogens. And generally the bad estrogens become carcinogenic, and actually, you know, they draw you into a carcinogenic pathway that leads to tumors and things like that. And these generally come from plastics, pesticides. These are the bad estrogens. And these are, again, we're exposed to them each and every day. And then you got the good estrogens that actually help to make you feel better and protect bone. But some of the things that we use in our office that can help, we have a product called Indiplex, which is by a company called Integrative Therapeutics. And we use probiotics. We use magnesium, you know, especially for just general muscle cramping, anything like that. Magnesium is a great thing. Cortisol Manager is another product we use for hot flashes. And then Black Cohosh is a great thing also for hot flashes. I was having Angie in our office do some research on costs. So I always like to find out, hey, you know what? These are the products we use. What do they cost in our office? What do they cost on Amazon? And it's amazing just across the board. Like, for instance, Indiplex, $39 in our office, $46 on Amazon. The probiotics, $34 in our office, $40 on Amazon. Remifemin, $19 in our office, $35 on Amazon. Cortisol Manager, everything, you're going to get the top-of-the-line products, the pharmaceutical-grade products, at a much reduced cost in our office, and this is why we like to explain this to people. You're more welcome to get them on Amazon. That's your choice, but you'll get a much better price, and you know you're getting the good products when you come to our office. So if you have any questions, please give us a call. Getting back to the problems of postmenopausal, so one of the big things that came up that this my colleague mentioned, I'm just going to tell you, she said, number one, Indiplex, one a day. That's to help promote good estrogen. Remember, the good estrogen helps you feel good and helps protect your bones. Then you got the probiotics. Without the good flora in our gut, bad estrogens will be reabsorbed. So the probiotics, getting the good gut flora is absolutely crucial to help kick out the bad estrogens. Remember, these are the cancer-causing estrogens, generally from plastics and pesticides. Number three, she said, address stress. Now, how many times have we mentioned that word over the past 8 months, 9 months? I mean, we tell people that's
beating it to death.
That's our profession. That's in our office. We are brain-based chiropractors. Our whole point of what we do is help people better manage stress. We have a protocol we use for that. I've stated it many times. Moderate exercise, walking is plenty. Good nutrition, prayer, meditation, and chiropractic brain-based adjustments. Adjustments are designed to reboot your brain and balance your brain so that your body can heal. So address the stress, and then if hot flashes, again, we mentioned Black Cohosh or Cortisol Manager to help stop the hot flashes, and the Cortisol Manager is also great for promoting better sleep. So that was one of the questions I had. The other one was something called, which I had never heard of, called PMDD, premenstrual dysphoria disorder. And what happens is just before your period, magnesium levels plummet. And magnesium, we're all generally tend to be deficient in magnesium anyway. It's something I personally take with breakfast and dinner every day of my life. So we're all deficient to begin with magnesium. But for these women with this problem, and at menses time, at the time of your period, your magnesium levels are greatly going to drop. And this is a big deal because guess what? Magnesium deficiency is also associated with migraines and headaches, which women tend to say, you know what, I get a migraine once a month at the time of my period. Well, guess what? Increase your magnesium will definitely be a helpful thing there. Some other nutritional deficiencies associated with this particular problem, again called PMDD, is iron deficiency. And if you happen to have excessive bleeding, then you need to increase the iron, because there's a vicious circle that goes back, a vicious cycle goes back and forth. If you're low in iron, then you're going to bleed excessively. So you need to increase the iron. That helps prevent blood loss. The other thing is, stop the cramping with magnesium. Also helps with the headaches. And the third thing that was pointed out, we need to increase our B vitamins, like have a good multi-stress B vitamin and probiotics that are going to help you better absorb these B vitamins. And these B vitamins are especially important for just the general health of the brain and managing the mood. So if you tend to get really moody at the time of your period or menses, then B vitamins and probiotics are really, really important for you. One of the big problems that my colleague also mentioned is the problem with a lot of young girls starting puberty way too early these days. And she says that has a lot to do with these bad estrogens, generally coming from pesticides, plastics, milk, grain-fed meat. And this is predominantly what most of us eat, grain-fed meat, whether we know it or not. And so this stuff is, again, we talk about in our office chemical stressors, and this is one of those chemical stressors that we're all exposed to each and every day. Only we can change that. So PMDD and postmenopausal symptoms. I also was at a basketball game last night, and I had a friend of mine ask me about what I thought about swimming. I thought, you know what? I need to cover it. I'm a big fan of swimming. I told him I like to swim twice a week because it's, number one, great exercise, great aerobic exercise, but also great on my joints. And I've always been, since I've been a young guy, I've always been into the preservation mode. I wanted to be able to run as long as I can for as many years of my life as I can. I don't run much, maybe once a week, maybe twice at the most. But I also swim a couple times. I lift a couple times. I bike a couple times, and I just mix things up. I'm into joint preservation, and swimming is a phenomenal thing. Now, people say, and he said, well, I don't really know how to do it. I personally started swimming when I was 20, and I just forced myself because I wanted to get into triathlons, which I did. But I forced myself to learn. I told him the first time I swam, I went 6 lengths of the width of the pool, 6 lengths, and I about died. Literally. But the next time, I was able to go 12 lengths. I said, it's literally just like riding a bike. You get in and you start doing it, and all of a sudden, boom, you just start. It went from 6 to 12 to 18 lengths, and then I was doing laps, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm swimming a mile. So don't be intimidated by things you don't know how to do. That's one of the ways we build our brain, is by challenging ourselves to do new things. You know, the amazing thing, and I learned this back in chiropractic school 25 years ago, is we don't know when the brain can stop growing. It hasn't been determined. They used to think it was 55 to 60 years of age. Now they don't know. The brain can still grow. And the more things that you introduce your brain to and expose it to, and, you know, I don't care if it's learning a musical instrument or reading a book or just doing something different that stimulates that brain to grow. You know, you talk about people wanting to prevent Alzheimer's, prevent dementia. Guess what? You got to get out there and stimulate yourself. And for all those people out there who are listening who have never had the exposure to a brain-booting chiropractic adjustment, it has been proven to be one of the most stimulating things to stimulate brain cell growth and interconnection between the brain cells.
What do you mean, brain-booting? What do you mean?
Well, I use that as an analogy. For example, I tell people, we've said this on the program before, when your phone's acting up or your computer's acting up, what do? You turn it off.
Right.
You reboot it.
Right.
I thought, what a perfect analogy. Then I actually learned it from a seminar we were at 5 years ago. A perfect analogy, a term to use of what the adjustment does to the brain. 33 years ago, I got my first chiropractic adjustment living out in San Diego, California. Couldn't tell you what was going on. Remember, I was a civil engineer at the time. Couldn't tell you what was happening. All I knew was my brain felt better. I felt less stress, although I didn't know the word stress was just getting exposed to me back in the mid-80s. I felt better, felt less stress. Didn't understand it because I was an engineer, hadn't studied it. Now I've studied it. Now I've studied the brain. Now I know what our adjustments do. And it's an amazing, miraculous thing.
And it's all about calming the nervous system down. That is what our adjustment is focused on doing. And as you calm the nervous system being brain, spinal cord, and you know, nerves attached, as you start to calm those down, it allows the body to function better, allows the body to heal better, you get better rest. That's what it's all about. That's why for 100 years, people have been getting so many results through chiropractic that weren't just my headaches are better or I'm out of pain, you know, getting things digestively back on track. And the list is really endless. So that is what it's all about when he's talking about this brain rebooting adjustment. It is all about making the nervous system function at a higher level. Anybody who's never had chiropractic, and specifically the kind of chiropractic we're doing, they have no idea what they're missing out on. And I've got a little story about that when we come back from the break.
We have great stories, so stick around. We're going to tell them as soon as we get back.
How do we get a hold of you?
217-698-5800 at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dancing days
are here again. You can get your call in right now, 753-1240. That is the number if you want to talk to Dr. Chris or Dr. Sean with Reed Family Wellness this afternoon.
I was talking about before the break, this postmenopausal symptoms in women and the PMDD, and I wanted to let people know again, we've said this in the past, we'll say it again, we do in our office hair, blood, and urinalysis testing for those people who are looking for an edge and just finding out exactly what you know they may be deficient in as far as vitamins, minerals, things like that are concerned. So it's very specific. Just got a report back on two different people who we did the testing on. And one of them is a adult onset diabetic who wanted some answers on how to get healthy again and try to be off drugs. So we do offer that for anybody who's interested in that. Some quick stories I want to go through because we have a lot. I just had a woman. I've treated this woman off and on. She usually comes in as a wellness patient about once a month. But recently, in the last year and a half, she's introduced exercise into her life for the first time. And she's 65 years old. And when she first started doing this, she ended up actually hurting her low back. Again, her 65-year-old woman introducing exercise for the first time, not really used to this, probably overdoing things, not really knowing what to do, but hurt her low back. She came in. We treated her for that. But more recently, she came in early January, and she said she noticed her right wrist was bothering her for a week, and she was concerned about this bump at the base of her neck on the right side. And I explained to the client that this bump was an inflamed subluxated joint in her sternal region. Her wrist problem was actually coming from her upper back and neck. I treated her and recommended treatment until the issue was resolved, but in the interim, we didn't see her for a month and a half, and she went to see her MD, which is fine. But here's what happened. She came back to my office on February 13th after seeing her MD for an evaluation regarding the same things, her right wrist and her right base of her neck area. And she reported to me, our client reported that after several blood tests were run, x-rays, a CT scan, and a sonogram, and all the tests came up negative. Okay, so all these tests that she went and had done, who knows how many thousands of dollars of tests, all came up negative. Her MD said to her, I don't know what's going on. That's why she came back to our office a month and a half later. My response to her was, I know exactly what's going on, and I'm going to take you back and explain to you and show you the charts so you know exactly what this is. After one treatment, she said, I'm feeling better, but I don't want to give you the credit yet. that's actually a true statement. And I said, that's fine. Listen, I know I'm going to be able to help you. Just relax. Just, you know, let's just get you better.
There's something to probably be said for all those tests being done. You know, we're talking, starting off the show with that $3.8 trillion being now spent on healthcare. My God. I mean, it's got to be, to have all those tests done has to be minimally $5,000, I'm sure.
Minimally, probably more like, yeah, close to seven. But now that's why I want to get to these stories, because they're just amazing to me. So bottom line is, she's getting better. I've treated her a couple times. She's already improving. Why? You know, why is she doing well? Because we know that 90% of all visits to the MD are stress-related. Well, guess what? This was a physical stress. She was doing exercise at 65 years of age that she's never done her whole life. She was introducing this exercise. And again, I'm all for exercise. I love to exercise. But guess what? I've been doing it since I've been 15 years old consistently. For people who are now introducing it, and a lot of these people literally are getting to cross training?
CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Oh, CrossFit, yeah.
And I have no objection with that, but no offense, a lot of people have no business doing CrossFit when they're in their 40s and 50s, when they're not used to it, because right. they're definitely going to get hurt. But I'm all for it. All I do is ask these people find a good chiropractor like us, and get your body aligned and keep it aligned so you can prevent a lot of these problems. But anyway, so that was one of the stories. All these tests run, the MD literally said to her, I don't know what's going on. This is a true story that I'm going to relate to you here. This one amazed me. Client came in mid-December, tells me that he had visited his MD for a yearly exam. They did a blood test and said he had low iron and put him on an iron tablet. They also did a colonoscopy to see if they could find out where he was, quote, leaking blood, and it was negative for blood. The colonoscopy was negative. And then they decided they wanted to do some more investigating to find out why his iron level was low. And so they did an MRI of his lungs to check for internal bleeding. They told him they thought they saw a spot on his lungs, which, of course, concerned the heck out of him and scared him, you know, a lot. Now he said, now I was worried. So they do, after doing the MRI of his lungs, then they do a CT, a CAT scan of his lungs. So here we get a bunch of radiation, and guess what? It's negative for the lungs, but then they think, well, you know what? We think we see a spot on your kidney. So they do a second CT scan of his kidney, this time of his kidney, which shows a small cyst, which they removed in late November of 2018. They told him it was cancerous. Was it? I hope to God it was, but it was a small cyst. Point is, how many thousands of dollars of investigating were they doing? Everything was coming up negative. Now, you might look at this, well, thank God they did that second CT scan, but here's what people are going to learn more about in the future. As I mentioned earlier, we have cancer cells in our body all the time. Normally, our body is designed to kill these cancer cells when our immune system is strong and functioning well. And what happens again is, we've talked about this before. I say that all the time, but when our bodies have cancer cells that start to get out of control, our body actually creates a tumor, a hard shell encasing to surround those cancer cells to protect us. So it's a natural thing. Now, a lot of times we have, again, small cysts and things like that within our body that are being taken care of over time. We don't even know what's happening. There have been many autopsies that have been done on people who have died of natural causes that they found that had cancer and they didn't even know it, but they died of, quote, natural causes. What I'm getting at is this. If you investigate far enough into each and every human being, chances are good you're going to find something. But the point is, when you're not thinking about that, when you're not worried about that, when you're not exposed to it, normally our brains are going to stay balanced enough that our body is capable of taking care of these problems. And that's why we emphasize this, you know, getting the brain balanced, keeping the brain healthy, doing the good nutrition, moderate exercise, just to keep the body healthy. Next story I wanted to touch on, 52-year-old female recently came in. She says to me on February 13th, I've got something, exclamation point. I had treated her last summer for a foot problem, and very successfully. And she went to her MD recently with swelling in her right thumb. And she said, my thumb would literally turn blue. And she also noticed some knee pain and some left wrist problems. Her MD told her she did not know what was going on, that all the testing was negative. But her MD, and I mentioned this, I think, last week, recommended, which I was thrilled about, that she come back and see me because I helped her with her foot problem last summer. this patient was, I treated her three times. Guess what? Her hand is so much better. So much better. She says, I don't want to wait. I want to wait to see you. I said, listen, we got to get this 100% or it's going to hang around. So our goal right now, get her problem 100% gone, and then we will drop her back to wellness care as quickly as we possibly can.
You got to love when you get, you know, a person's medical doctor referring you in, because that's how it should be. A lot of times that's not the case. You know, you hear people like, oh, don't go see your chiropractor. It's like, oh, I hate to hear it, because they don't know what they're telling the patient. They don't know what the potential is. We had a patient come in recently. She's a high school athlete, and she tweaked herself in gym class, and
the trainer for the track team
yeah, told her that she had completely torn a muscle. So
whatever
they
you do,
and yeah, it said, don't go see your chiropractor.
Whatever you do, don't go to a chiropractor. Which, and neither here nor there, we are trained in athletic injuries. We have extra schooling. I have a certification as a sports physician. These are things we treat. And she's, how's she doing?
Well, I mean, after one treatment, she came in feeling like 75% better. I've treated her three times now. She's getting back to activity. But the moral of the story is, don't be afraid. If you don't say no to something you have no idea. The good thing is she was already a patient. So when he said, don't go see your chiropractor, she's like, no, I'm going to see the chiropractor. I'm going to go see what the heck I've got going on.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's a powerful thing that you don't know what you're missing out on until you have it.
Don't know till you know.
There you go.
If you have a question, 753-1240 is our number, but you can reach out to you guys anytime, right?
Absolutely. Yes, 217-698-5800. We're on Facebook at Reed Family Wellness, and our website is reedfamilywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Phone's open for your questions, 753-1240 this afternoon. Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean with Reed Family Wellness in studio. You got some great story. I love these stories you've been telling us.
I got a couple more I want to get off my shoulders from this week. I was just telling Dr. Sean, keep track. I mean, just listen to your patients. This gentleman who just came back in to see him, I had a person come in who I haven't seen for a while, and they were concerned because they had aggravated themselves. But like Dr. Sean was saying about his client, he hasn't seen this guy for, what'd you say, a year?
Literally like 10 days under a year, yeah.
10 days under a year. So this guy was doing really great the last time he saw him, and he recommended wellness care, but like many people there that like, people think, you know what, I'm good. Why am I? I'm just going to stay good.
Right.
Well, but they forget the magical thing. And again, what brings them into our office to begin with is stress, either physical, either mental, emotional, or either chemical, or a combination of those three. They're going to be on our brains each and every day. Here's the great thing. When we first see a client, it takes us a bit of a time to unwind them, to get them feeling good. It all depends on what's going on. Some can do it in 5 treatments, some 10, some 15, some 30. Once we have them there and they're feeling good, like this guy he hasn't seen for a year, it's that initial investment that you put into your health. And this is why we tell people, once you've gone to, you know, once you've invested the time and money to get where you are, don't get bad again. But here's the great thing. If we don't see you and you do come back, what'd he say? He treated this guy one time and he felt great. So that's the beauty about how the brain remembers.
And the funniest part about him is the reason why we work the whole body and why chiropractic is so awesome is people come in with point-specific problems. Awesome, great, we want to help that problem. We're going to work the whole body. Because he comes in, he tweaked his low back, and did he know he couldn't really even turn his head. His upper back is just locked up like you can't imagine. And so when I worked him, clearly I'm working the body top to bottom, whatever his body's in need of. He comes in, it was today, and he comes in, he's like, oh man, I felt so great when I left here. He's like, I could turn my head so much more when I walked out of here. I'm like, it's like just the little things like that. I'm like, you probably didn't even know that was an issue.
Know it, right?
He had no idea, but that's why we don't just listen specifically to your symptoms. Obviously, we won't want to know them, but we're going to do what your body needs, not what you want. We're going to do what your body needs. That's the difference. That's why we give the kind of care that we do.
And that's why we reboot the brain. Remember, the brain is controlling this. But that's just it. I tell that everybody that walks in our office, new clients, I say, hey, I mean this. Not only do we want you to feel great, we want you to feel 20 years younger. I'm going to be celebrating my 28th birthday for the 30th
for the 30th time tomorrow.
28th birthday for the 30th time tomorrow. And I mean this. We want people to feel young, and people don't realize they can. But the reason I brought that up is, again, that gentleman, once you come in that second time, it takes you a lot less time and effort to get feeling good again. But that's why we want to get you there quickly and then keep you there, because the stress is going to be there each and every day. Quick story.
Well, before you go into it, we want to state, like, you know, we practice what we preach. We live this life. That's why we want to show people, you know, what it takes to be healthy and that you can do it too. I was just talking to somebody recently. It was probably, I might have been a patient. I don't know. We were talking about Ruby, my little baby who's 3 months old, and they were asking about her. And I was telling her, you know, she's really like a phenomenal child. She's so easy. She, you know, obviously she's a baby. She'll cry here and there, but she sleeps well. Her energy is great, and as Dr. Chris has always said,
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
And this, as Dr. Chris has always said, you know, this doesn't happen by accident. That's what I was telling this patient, you know, because I was saying she's a great child, and they're like, oh, well, what do you do? And I'm like, you know, not anything crazy. We do chiropractic. We take care of our bodies. I think, you know, the energy in the household's obviously pretty good as well. And babies are going to be as healthy as you allow them to be. And it's the same thing with adults, too. It's like, if you do the right things, you get the right results. And the reason we're healthy, the reason we feel good, the reason we have energy, that we sleep well, is because we get adjusted on a very regular basis. We eat a good diet most of the time. Dr. Chris eats a great diet all the time. I'm not always perfect, but we eat a great diet most of the time.
I'm not always perfect.
We take supplements. We stay physically active. We take time to come down from the day-to-day stresses. This is the key. This is what you and any listener out there can do if they just learn what it takes.
I pray a lot.
Prayer as well.
Anyhow, that's just it. It's not rocket science, and that's why we love to educate people. We want people to know the truth. We want you to know that you dot the I's, you cross the T's, you're going to get better, you're going to feel better.
So anybody out there that is listening that doesn't feel like they can feel what we're talking about, you can. Are you willing to do what you got
to
do?
To make the effort. You
seriously,
know, take this
come
first
in.
Step.
We got a $79 special going on for new patients. Oh, I do. And what does that entail? That entails a new consultation, examination, x-rays if needed. And what can we do? I mean, we've been saying on the radio show, if you just want to come in and sit down and talk to us and find out what we're all about and what we do in our office, see the environment, and just have a conversation, we do that free of charge.
Great place to start, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Free of charge. You can come in and literally sit with us for 15 or 20 minutes and just tell us what's going on, and you will not be charged for it.
Yeah. So anybody out there that is curious, if you're like his, what did you say, 87-year-old patient that's never had this? I mean, come on, what are you waiting for? Don't wait. Realize that you can do this too. You can feel good. You can take your health back. That's the name of the show.
You know,
take your health back.
Talking about, Ruby, my little grandchild. You know, Dr. Sean's wife, Tara, takes good care of herself. She breastfeeds. And again, this baby is healthy because her parents are healthy, and her parents have passed us on. And that's how you create health in your family, and that's what we want. We want to educate as many people because we want healthy families. We want to help our society. Our society is running amok with poor health. We want to change that. We want people to be as healthy as we are and experience that, and it's possible. It's here. And as Dr. Sean said, are you willing to reach out and grab it? I want to tell this quick, time-wise, okay, 2 minutes, okay. Quick story, again, I mentioned the 28-year-old mother of three that came in recently. She had never been a chiropractor before. She was scared. She's doing so great that I sat down with her and her husband, went through her report the other day, spent at least 40 minutes just chatting with them and explaining to them. They were asking me questions about how I felt about, as an example, vaccinations. And I told them how I feel about it. And I said, but you've got to make a decision for yourself. You have to get educated. Make that decision for your family. You know, I said, personally, after everything I've learned and studied for the past 30 years, I'm not a big fan of them, but that's an individual thing. But they were asking a lot of questions. But she ended up bringing her 9-year-old son in. who was diagnosed with ADHD. And he got to come in, and we sat down, did a consult with him the other day. He's a great little boy, and he's going to do great. And we got to work on him, and I got him on some good supplements that are going to help him and his brain and help his brain go healthier and stronger. But I got to really quickly here. 1 minute, yeah. here's the comment. I called to check on him, and I didn't get a chance to talk to his mom, but his mom called back and said that the little boy really did well. And said, and he said to his mom, "Thank you, Mom, for taking me to see Dr. Reed. That was amazing to me." And he did great with taking his vitamins. And you know, to have little 9-year-olds respond like that, you know, "Thank you for taking me to see Dr. Reed." That was, that touched my heart. Yeah. So this is why we want, you know, we want people, and these, this woman and her husband, they are so understanding. And now that they're learning what they're learning, they're excited because they've got two younger kids. They want to help them.
How do we get a hold of you guys if we want to have an experience like that with Reed Family Wellness?
217-698-5800. You can see us on reedfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
All right. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, good to see you. We'll see you next week.
Have a good week, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.